And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
So a couple of weeks ago, I was on Twitter going through and somebody had reached out and told me that Danny Wood was going to be coming to Kansas City. Danny Wood from New Kids on the Block,
yeah.
But doing a solo show at the Riot Room. And I was like, started looking into this. I got all excited. And it is true. Danny Wood coming Friday, September 16th, doing a special show. So we got him on the phone to find out what this is all about.
And Danny Wood's here. Good morning, Danny. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Man, real well. Jen's doing great now that you called in. I mean, she's like over the moon.
It's true.
All right. Well, I hope she's coming to the show.
Well, yeah, of course. Like, seriously, a week ago, remember, Trude, I just showed you this picture. A friend of mine for Throwback Thursday posted a picture on Facebook of me at New Kids on the Block at Sandstone Amphitheater. My friends and I were all dressed up and very excited. That was a very big night.
They had
night.
A good look about him.
Yeah. Yep. Well, that was big hair, but yeah.
Things have
we have that problem too with our old pictures. I mean, they're just never going to go away. So now I kind of embrace the big hair, the rat tail, the bad fashion. You got to just embrace it.
Yeah, but you look amazing now. I saw some pictures of you. You work out like crazy.
Yeah, I actually just am coming from the gym now. I live in Miami, beautiful weather down here, and I just came from the gym. And you know, when you get up in your 40s, you gotta keep it tight,
yeah.
Or you don't want to be, because you don't want to be the kind of, you don't want to be the heavyweight boy band,
right?
You know, in this era of like TMZ and stuff, they'll nail you for that. They're
right.
Like, oh yeah, there's the big one.
It would be bad. And you know, we also, when we came back in 2008. Everyone looked good. Everyone was in shape. So we kind of can't go back from that. If, you know, then it'll be even worse. So we all kind of watch what we eat. And I've always been working out since I was 20. So 47 now, and very happy and healthy.
Well, we did the show weight loss or workout challenge here on the program. And we've got a gym right below us here at the radio station, so we decided to go down there. And, Jen, exactly how many times have we been there to work out?
One time.
Well, yeah, that's...
One time in 2 weeks we've gone.
What's wrong with you people?
Yeah, been very
busy. Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
We blame the bad hours, because, you know, when you get up at 4 in the morning and then you're starving, and so then we eat at, like, 9 o'clock in the morning, and then we don't want to work out right after the show, and then we're tired, and we're just lazy, really. We come up with a lot of excuses.
Yep, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, like, oh, we've got another meeting today, and oh man, we got to record this deal. I just don't think we're going to make it.
I work out on tour, so I mean, we're pretty busy when we're out on the road, and I still find time at least 4 or 5 times a week to get a workout in.
See, there's no excuse, Jen.
I know.
Danny should be our inspiration, our hype man.
If I had the time, I would.
Well, so now you're out on tour solo, not with New Kids on the Block. And you had started this foundation quite a while ago, Remember Betty. And this is for your mom, right?
Yeah, my mom passed away in 1999 of breast cancer. And when the group got back together in 2008, I wanted to do something. And it started off just having our merchandise company sell tank tops with, like, the Remember Betty logo. And... it's turned into this, you know, nationwide, worldwide thing where there's all these Team Bettys all over the place raising money. And this year I released a solo record where all the proceeds go to the Remember Betty Foundation. And then I'm off all these dates, all the money goes to the foundation too.
That's awesome. What music are you playing? So you have your own stuff?
Yeah. I released the record back in January, so I play stuff off of that. And then I cover a bunch of, you know, songs that everyone can sing along to, and then a few New Kid songs.
Excellent.
Nice. And you know, and after all this time, because you've been doing this for quite some time, and, you know, touring, that's still fun for you, I guess. It still holds a good place. You're not burnt out on it or anything.
No, because we space it out. You know, where Donnie Wahlberg, one of our members, he has a TV show called Blue Bloods. That's a Friday night,
yeah,
10 p.m. Eastern on CBS. But we tour around his TV schedule. So we've been able to tour and still do arenas, you know, or because we're not out there constantly, like, just taking any date, any job, any offer that comes our way. We kind of wait, and then we crank out 50 shows, and then we'll be back at it, you know, the following year. So it's really worked for us, and it gives me time to be home and mm-hmm. spend time with my family, and this year it's given me time to release a record and raise a lot of money.
Yeah, good.
Good. And the Riot Room's right next to us here. It's real close to our radio station just over here. So Friday, September 16th.
Right by the gym we don't go to.
Exactly. So people can get tickets to your show now. And actually, as we get closer to your show, we're going to be giving some away, and we will be giving away a meet and greet. So we will have somebody that gets to come meet you, Danny.
That'll be great. I mean, meet and greets are fun. It's very casual. Even the New Kids ones are very casual. We like to spend time with the fans, and I enjoy it. And I also meet a lot of breast cancer patients and people that are survivors. And it's been really fulfilling doing this little solo bit up until me and the guys get back together and start focusing on what we're going to do next year.
Yeah, I just finished up the 5K for the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure, and it was amazing, especially they do the Survivors Parade, and it was incredible to watch that parade go by.
Did you run it or you walked it?
I ran it, yeah, slowly, but I ran it.
No, she did well.
Yeah. By well, I finished.
I'm just wondering because you don't go to the gym.
No, I don't. I know. But I was a runner in way back
in
the day.
She says that, but she's the in-shape one of the group here.
When I originally was in love with you when I was 15, I was a long-distance runner, and so I've just kind of held on to just enough of that to pull out a 5K here and there.
Oh, all right, I understand.
Yeah. Well, thank you for calling in with us, and we're excited. Maybe we'll get a chance to talk to you again before you get here. It's Friday, September 16th, the Riot Room. People can get their tickets now.
And thank you, guys. I really appreciate you guys giving me some time.
Hey, anytime, brother. We appreciate you taking some time this morning. Get back to the gym, my man, and then we'll see you here in a couple of weeks, all right?
Okay.
And I promise I'm going to go. The next set, when we see you, I promise we'll have gone some more.
Maybe we'll
leave. Listen, I'm not the gym police, man. You got to do it on your own.
No, but I feel inspired now. I feel like I should, you know, this is a good thing
here,
to do.
Look at this picture. I have a picture of him pulled up right now. Let that
be
your inspiration.
I know, right? Exactly.
Look at those guns.
Yep. Yep, there you go. He could crush me. Pythons. Crazy.
Probably.
Yeah.
Danny, you've been awesome, man. Thanks. Come back anytime, my man. We'll see you here in KC.
Okay, thank you guys.
All right, thanks. Take care.
This show with Jen and Truda
on KC 102.1.